Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
The Lord loves you so much, and I love you too. I want to see you blessed by God, successful, and be the blessing to the nation. In this teaching, I would like to give you very important key from the Bible to live a victorious life. And that key is your mouth, your tongue, or your declaration. What you say from your mouth is so important. But I know that what you say comes from your heart. This is why we need to fill our heart with the word, with the truth, with the Spirit of God, and with good testimony. And we should really guard our heart with all diligence. Let me start by reading 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 47. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give all of you into our hands. This is a declaration of David, that young man. At that time, he was a young man. He was not a king yet. When David went out to face Goliath and the army of the Philistines, before he slung that rock, he got his sword out. What is that sword? Not the physical sword that he pulled out to fight, but the sword of the Spirit. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. He looked at Goliath and said, "This day I will prove to everyone here that the battle is the Lord's, that the victory is not by sword or spear." He declared victory. He declared God's power and God's favor. He could have said, "Oh God, why is this giant in my path? He is twice of my size. I don't have the training to warfare. I don't have any skill in battle. This is not a fair fight at all." If David would have talked negatively like that, you would not be reading about him in the Bible today. David knew how to swing his sword of the Spirit, or the Word, or the truth of God before he slung the rock. He had already defeated Goliath by his faith and his word. Here is the point that you learn. If you swing your sword, or the sword of the Spirit, you spoke the word of God out, you spoke the promises of God, you speak the will of God from your mouth by faith, God will direct the rock for you. You speak, you use faith, you speak, and God will direct the rock to have the victory for you. If you declare victory, He will bring down the giants for you. Every day you need to declare victory over what oppresses you. Declare your purpose and destiny. Don't be passive. Speak it out. Don't keep your mouth shut. Believe in your heart. Study the Bible. Fill your heart with the Word of God, with the promises of God. Always guard your heart with all your diligence to have the right thing in your heart. And you meditate on the right thing, you have the mind of Christ, and mix faith with what God says in the Bible and with His promises. God have the favor for me. God healed me by the stripes of Jesus Christ. By Jesus, I have the super abundant life, John chapter 10, verse 10. Job chapter 22, verse 28 say, "You will also declare a thing, speak out, and it will be established for you, so light will shine on your ways." Let us declare. Anytime I get sick, I will declare, "By the stripe of Jesus Christ, I was healed 2,000 years ago. At one time in my life, I got serious skin problem, very inflamed everywhere, in my hands, my back, my body, and it's so hard for me to perform surgery because my hand got hurt when I move my hand during the surgery. I need to use the hammer for the back surgery. I need to screw down the screw into the backbone, and it hurts. But I keep declaring every day, by the stripe of Jesus, I'm healed. God love me. I have victory. Eventually, supernaturally, the symptom and the sickness disappear from my body. Your words have power. Proverbs chapter 18, 21 tell us that death and life are in the power of our tongue. Proverbs 18, 21 say, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it, for death or life. Please speak life, victory, good health, healing, prosperity, blessing. Please speak the will of God, the promise of God. You don't walk by sight or by feeling, even though you feel sick, even though you see that the situation look impossible and look like you're going to be defeated. No. You look at the giant of your life and you say, no, God going to fight for me. He is with me. He will go before me. He give me victory. I am more than conqueror. In Christ Jesus, I have triumph. You speak it and you're going to see the victory. Your mouth, your tongues are very important to your future. James chapter 3, verse 4 says, likewise, look at the chips. Though they are so great and are driven by rough winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the impulse of the helmsman determines. So the Bible compares our tongue, little organ, to a rudder that will direct our life to victory, to defeat. Which one? To the blessing or to the cursing? This is why you need to watch your mouth. Sometimes I feel discouraged or feel defeated in my emotion. But God warned me, don't speak defeat. Speak victory. Speak blessing. So I did. And what happened? I received victory. When I drove into the parking lot and I could not find a good parking space, keep driving around, I say right away, I'm a son of God. God will provide for me. Boom, the parking spot opened up for me. So you see, you need to speak up. In James chapter 3 here, we are told that tongues is like a rudder of a chip. Just as a rudder determines the direction of a chip, our words determine the direction of our life. Begin declaring God's word, His will, and His promises over your life, that you may be established by them and experience life and blessing. Chart the course of your life by declaring God's word and God's will for your life. Don't walk by sight, by what you see, by what you feel, by the opinions of man, bad news in the social media. You live by faith, and true faith will produce words of faith. You speak the word of faith from your mouth. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12, then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. God said to you, I'm ready to make my word happen in your life. But you need to have faith in it and speak it. He has promised to watch over His word, to perform it. God is not obligated to perform anyone else's word. He promised to perform His own word. This is why we need to know the promises of God. I produce a series in the YouTube and in MP3 called Praying God's Promises. I want people to hear the promise of God and pray together with me. Please go into that series and listen and pray with me and speak it out, the promises of God. There are thousands of promises of God concerning our life. We have a covenant with God. We do our part, walk by faith, obedience, seek the kingdom of God first, honor Him, fear Him, serve Him, love Him, and want to live for the purpose of God for our life. We do our part in the covenant, and He's going to do His part. He's going to be faithful in fulfilling His promises in our life. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 to 11 talk about faith and words. In fact, it says, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart. Point to your heart. Point to your lips. And that message is the very message about faith that we preach. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. As the scripture tells us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. The word salvation or saved cover everything in our life, not just only missing hell and go to heaven, not only forgiveness of sin and receive righteousness of God, not only that God allow us to have a superabundant life, save also cover the healing, prosperity, victory, deliverance, free from curses and bondages, victory, no defeat. So you believe in your heart, you speak with your mouth. This is why Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 to 17 talk about the sword of the Spirit, which is part of the armor of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand in faith. You need to have faith, stand in faith. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. You need to know the truth. Fill your heart with the truth. Don't waste your time with social media, nonsensical thing in the social media, or the bad news in the world. You cannot change them anyway. You are not controlling the world. Only God can control. You can pray. But feed your spirit with the word, with the truth. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. So make sure you live a righteous life. You repent every day. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, or rhema. Something God speak from your mouth. God speak to you, and you speak with your mouth. King David, he swung his sword first, but not the physical sword, the sword of the Spirit. He declared that Goliath would be defeated. Then God directed the rock that he threw to Goliath. Mark chapter 11, verse 23 also talk about believe and speak. Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, say to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believe that what he says would take place, it will be done for him. You can see in the Bible here that we need to use the sword of the Spirit, that is the word of God. We deal with every situation in life by using the Bible as a guideline. And we swing the sword of the Spirit by speaking it out. We speak to the mountain. We speak to the sickness. We speak to what the devil tried to attack us. The failure, the curses, the bondage, the yokes and the burden, and the enemy who tried to kill us and destroy us. We say, go away. Blessing come. You speak that way. Speak the word of God, because the Bible promises that the word of God will go forth and produce the result for us when we speak the word of God. Isaiah 55, 11 to 12. So shall my word, God's word, be that goes forth from my mouth, God's mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Basically, God say, let's speak the word of God from our mouth. It will not go in void. And you're going to see the victory, and you're going to have celebration. Even the nature around you, the mountain, the tree will clap hands and say, yes, yes, victory. Wow, you are a man and a woman of faith, and you speak the word, the promises of God, the will of God by faith, and victory comes, blessing comes, promotion comes, healing comes, breakthroughs come because of your faith and because you declare. you use the sword of the Spirit in the spiritual warfare. Let us pray. Father, thank you that no matter what we face, no matter how big it looks, that the battle belongs to you and not to us. Help us use our words to declare victory. We believe that as we speak words of faith out loud, that we will see you release your promises in our life, and we will see victory, breakthroughs, blessing, promotion, right door open, right divine connection come, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being a faithful God. We make a covenant with you. We will do our part by seeking your kingdom first, read your word, listen to good teaching, fill our heart with your word, renew our mind by your word and your spirit, have the mind of Christ. We're going to seek your kingdom. We're going to do the best to honor you, to fear you, to love you, obey you, and to live our life for your purpose, Lord, and we will see the victory. You will confirm your truth and your power when we speak it, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe you will practice what you learn in this lesson, and you're going to see so many goodness of God in your life. You will experience the victory again and again. God bless you. I loved you, and the Lord loved you so much.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thankful.